Cinema Vino is brought to you by Audible.
Yeah, they didn't ask me to read the first ad because apparently I'm extremely inappropriate. Well, I think Sean and Todd are a couple idiots.
Well, thank you, Travis.
I'm the perfect guy to read this copy because I love Audible. I listen to all of the Lord of the Rings books, and I'm currently listening to Once and Future King. I love it.
And you didn't use any profanity there. I'm very proud of you.
Go blink yourself, Todd. With Audible, you get that plus thousands of audiobooks and podcasts across a ton of genres.
With an Audible membership, you gain access to all the titles you want, plus keep one title per month for yourself. Download the Audible app, and you can listen at home, driving in the car, or just about anywhere.
Todd, you're horrible at this. Let me take it from here. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to enjoy all the perks of membership, plus receive a free title just for signing up. Visit www.audibletrial.com/cinemavino to start today. That's www.audibletrial.com/cinemavino.
And welcome back to Cinema Vino. My name's Todd Wofford, and it's good to have you guys here. For this first week of January, we're going to take a look back at a classic episode of Cinema Vino, and it's one that if you've never heard it, you definitely want to hear it because it's pretty funny. It's one of our best. This episode actually predates COVID. It predates the birth of my son. It predates Sean Jordan joining us because he wouldn't be with us for a few more months after this. So this is truly an old school episode. This aired the third week of October 2019. So pretty good stuff. This episode actually is an ironic twist on the slogan we've adopted the last few years, which is "Great movies only drunker." This is the worst movie ever made that we cover, and this is us at our absolute drunkest. So it's an absolute dumpster fire. For this episode, we talk about Plan 9 from Outer Space, which is directed by Ed Wood and is considered to be, by a lot of movie historians, to be the worst movie ever made. But it's also a lot of fun to watch. It's so bad, it's incredible. And so we have a lot of fun with it. A little backstory for this episode. Before we recorded it, we actually went to a champagne tasting. Travis and Taylor and I used to work at a wine shop together, and they were nice enough to invite us to go taste some champagnes, and they had some incredible, like the real deal champagne, and some of the nicest stuff you can find, and we drank it, and my wife was about 6 months pregnant at the time, and I think she wanted to live vicariously through the three of us, and so she may have helped us become overserved in the name of mischief, so she may have also poured a few tequila shots down Travis. So the key moment of all of this occurs when about 12 minutes in, I believe, when Travis attempts to say the phrase trials and tribulations, and he slurs his words. And, you know, Travis and Taylor were both groomsmen in my wedding, and so I know them pretty well. And I can tell that Travis is trying desperately to hold himself together. He's got several fingers in the dam trying to keep it from breaking, and he can't quite do it. He's just a little bit too inebriated. And when he slurs his words at that point, Taylor and I both start laughing because, you know, Taylor knows Travis even better than I do. And we both start laughing independently of each other. And then we realize we're both laughing. And then we start laughing even harder. You can hear it in that moment. And we pretty much don't stop giggling for the entire rest of the episode. Pretty much any time Travis tries to speak, we both start laughing pretty hard. And it's pretty entertaining stuff. But yeah, this is an episode that is definitely a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun to make it. Obviously, it's a lot of fun to go back and listen to it now. The world is so different now than it was even then in October 2019. But anyway, go back and enjoy this episode with me. And we will see you guys next week for a special look at the James Bond franchise. We're going to do a month-long dive into that franchise. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to do some James Bond-centric drinks, obviously martinis, obviously some vino, because Bond is a big wine drinker. So this will be a fun series to check into. So anyway, enjoy, and we will see you guys very soon.
Welcome back to Cinema Vino. Thank you for joining us. We apologize for our drunkenness last week.
No.
Well, we don't. We're sorry. We're not sorry.
Yeah.
It's what they call a non-apology.
I think all of us. Wait. Todd, are you intoxicated right now?
Well,
mildly.
Okay. We attended an afternoon
bubbles.
Actually, yeah, a champagne tasting, mm-hmm. and we got to savor some wines, which was awesome.
And we got to savor some wines.
Savor and saber.
Mm-hmm. We call it the SS.
Mm-hmm. I fucking killed it. It will be on our website, me savoring a wine. We're going to put that on there. But we're all...
Thank you, Todd.
We're all a little activated.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we are. Yeah, we are ready for prime time.
Yeah.
So tonight we're going to watch Plan 9 from Outer Space.
I have no idea what's going
to
happen.
It's generally considered to be one of the, if not the worst movie ever made.
Really?
Directed by a man named Ed Wood, who was made famous by a movie by Tim Burton, starring Johnny Depp as Ed Wood. Martin Landau won the Academy Award for playing Bela Lugosi in that movie.
So the actual movie, Plan 9, is Bela Lugosi, the guy that played the Dracula that we know. Mm-hmm. It's his last movie because he died during production, and they kind of did a slapdash. They were like, well, shit, this is what we've gotten together.
Yeah.
And I think it's just basically him walking down a sidewalk to a house and doing something. And they were like, well, shit, this they build it as his last movie and had to pivot the storyline around his death. Mm-hmm. I think they have a few shots of somebody else from afar as Bela Lugosi. And then they're like, and I guess he's done because they couldn't use it anymore.
Someone much taller, much younger, yeah. and much balder.
So you'll see weird Dracula Bela Lugosi in here at the very beginning, and then maybe in a shot or two, just to establishing shot.
Yeah.
And then he's just fucking gone. But it's basically, it's a movie about weird alien vampires, kind of.
And the movie Ed Wood makes this clear that it was originally going to be called Grave Robbers from Outer Space. And what? He got funding from a Baptist minister who would not allow that title. So he had to find something different. So he decided to call it Plan 9 from Outer Space.
Oh.
It's pretty funky. And he had a decent amount of budget for the time, for the late 50s. And he made it and then couldn't get distribution. So he made it in 56 and didn't get released until 59. Got released briefly and then went into the oblivion until bad movie festivals came about during the days of VHS in the 80s. And it got a whole new life.
Really?
Ed Wood developed a cult following, which led to the movie in the 90s. So,
and that's, I think the big thing to spin out of the movie is the visual and idea of the character Morticia Adams from mm-hmm. the Adams family.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So he just has, and Tim Burton has followed this along, just, you know, a super hot, busty. Like mm-hmm. brunette.
Vampira.
Yeah, vampira, whatever. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it originates in this film. And you'll probably see like some like big strapping bald dude that has like weird albino eye. Well, albino eyes, that's not right. Just some like weird white eye. Like I'm sure you've seen a screenshot of this before because it's shown in a lot of film classes. But you'll finally know where that image that you've seen has come from.
Or like a big zombie. Because it's like, and that's Tor Johnson, who became, his face became the reference for Halloween masks. But it was like.
That's right. And he was also like the giant man or something, or the 50-foot.
He played several different B-movie characters.
Right.
But he is a Swedish man that for some reason Ed Wood gave a lot of dialogue to in this movie. He speaks very, very broken English. So it's going to be a game to see if we can understand what the hell he's saying. Because his big thing, because Mystery Science Theater has ripped into Ed Wood's movies multiple times, but he did a movie on Mystery Science Theater where his big line in the movie, he had one line because he was a butler in that movie. It was The Unearthly, I think it was called. And he was going down there to tell everybody that it was time for the evening to end. And his big thing was like, it's time for go to bed. And so they repeated that joke throughout the show. Like anytime there'd be some character that was like, you know, it was time to turn in. It's like, it's time for go to bed. So that is Tor Johnson. And that is his, he plays the lead detective in this murder mystery. So he speaks about 70 words of English. So it's a hoot.
Nice.
You know, I just realized we should definitely review like some Mystery Science Theater movie.
Tom's talked about it before.
Pod people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Paw People's good. Mac and Me, I thought was a great episode. The new episodes are great.
I will not watch Manos in the Hands of Fate. That's that's a hard no for me.
Mm-hmm. But there's several Ed Wood movies. They did, I think they did The Sinister Urge. They did a few Ed Wood movies on there.
Wait, so Mac and Me was Ed Wood?
No, well, basically. But
yeah.
They reviewed that. They did a lot of, I mean, there's like 220 episodes of MST3K.
Yeah.
But there's three or four Ed Wood movies on there. There's all kinds of stuff.
Paw People. This is the most famous one that we're watching tonight, yeah?
This is the most famous bad movie ever made.
But this is also the most famous Ed Wood movie.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, okay. It's his masterpiece. It's his monsterpiece.
Right. Monsterpiece. All right.
So we're going to watch that, and we're going to be right back with some more Cinevino.
Maybe.
Maybe. Pray for us.
Cinevino is brought to you by BarkBox. BarkBox is a great way to spoil your pet at an affordable price. Sign up, and every month you'll get a fresh box of treats and chew toys, all specifically matched to your dog's size, weight, and health. Go to www.barkbox.com/cinemavino to get 1 month of free goodies on a multi-linked plan. That's $35 worth of presents for your pup just for signing up at www.barkbox.com/cinemavino.
Welcome back to Cinemavino. You have a little monomin in my hand, and it's good to have you.
Oh, hey, just pouring some wine.
We're activated. We just watched Plan 9 from Outer Space.
Oy vey.
Side note, we are drinking some Bordeaux Superior. Mm-hmm. This is for my upcoming ebook. I watched Children of Men, which is a great movie. And so I decided,
that one is a great movie.
Yes.
Yes.
It's a heavier wine. It's a heavier movie. It's a big subject. So I thought it would pair well. So we're drinking a big Merlot-based Bordeaux. So I'll post a link to that on the website.
Yum, 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 yum.
MovieReviews.us.
Yeah.
MovieReviews.us. However, tonight we're not reviewing Children of Men. We're reviewing Plan 9 from Outer Space.
Sorry, man.
And I fell asleep 5 times during this film.
Travis has also had a few shots of tequila, so you will note that his vocal delivery is not tip-top. He might be slurring his words occasionally.
Oh, I may be slurring, but this movie was fucking
shit. No, continue. Travis is not wrong here. Travis, he has fallen asleep at least 6 times, but has fake fallen asleep at least 30 times.
Man, well, that was, I mean, for real fallen asleep 5 times.
Yeah.
Fake fallen asleep 6?
Yeah.
So 11 times total.
I will start this off by saying that I've never seen this movie. I've heard of Ed Wood, never seen this movie. I will say that half the entire time I just kept saying, no way this is real.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I really thought that, like, this had to have been, I mean, like, the original, as Travis put it, like, he was he wasn't trolling before trolling was a thing, but I was like, this can't be real. He's like, oh, no, it's fucking real.
Yeah.
And I could not believe that.
Yeah,
I mean, honestly, we laughed half the time. We had more drinks than we should have, but it's
it's not good.
Travis just finished that glass of wine.
Oh, I thought we were on new wine, so I finished the last wine.
Give me that.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, but I will say, I could not believe that was fucking real. Yeah. I could not believe.
Yeah, and it's a good companion to watch that with Tim Burton's Ed Wood with Johnny Depp, where you gain more sympathy for him, because obviously he's not a talented filmmaker, and his movies are considered to be the worst ever made. And it's like the guy, I mean, it's like somebody who is tone deaf, who cannot sing, who tries to make album after album after album. It's like, it's kind of like that. It's like, you think there's no way this person is serious, but it's like, no, they think they can sing. And so,
fuck, that's so crazy.
It's he is the cinematic William Hung, where it's like, he is up there thinking, I'm amazing, and everybody's going to love this, and it's just absolutely just tone deaf. And that's him cinematically.
I feel like, honestly, it might be the better choice to watch Ed Wood before you do the actual, like, Plan 9.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because you'll see all of the trials and tribulations and all that shit.
Yeah.
And then watch the movie itself and then be like, you know, get to see what he's actually doing. And, like, this is goddamn ridiculous.
That's a fair point. It's like, Ed Wood had Taylor's gone.
I'm sorry. I'm just laughing because I love Travis so much. I'm sorry.
I fell asleep legitimately 3 times.
I was trying to keep it together.
I've seen the film only I've seen the film only one time. We tried to watch it today, and I was like, I can't do this.
I'm sorry. I'm like in tears.
I fell asleep.
Okay, I got to pull this together.
Okay.
Yeah. Ed Wood, he had like all the passion of like Spielberg, Orson Welles, Francis Coppola. I mean, he was a very like...
So he was a serious filmmaker, quote unquote.
In his own mind.
He tried to be.
He loved filmmaking. He loved movies. He was a huge movie fan. He just didn't have any skill
to
do it.
He thought he was Scorsese. He was more like super diet Burton. Tim Burton. That's what he was. He was a splendid version of Tim Burton. I'm sorry. Tell me what I just said was the wrong thing. Tell me what I was incorrect.
And, no, you're not
and
wrong.
And I will apologize.
Is that the record show the defendant said the wrong thing?
No.
Ed Wood is Splenda Tim Burton. That's
you know what
it.
I mean? Like,
he's like the Splenda with rat poison version of Tim Burton. He is a terrible filmmaker, but it was like he was somebody that you got to feel for him. And Ed Wood, the movie, will make you feel sympathy for him. It's like... He had the dream of being a great filmmaker, but just had no way to do it.
So, this is just me. What at that time, this is for my own relevance, what were the cinematic films at that time that...
In the 50s? Mid
that were 50s? Big. Because honestly, I just don't know those films. Like, what was big at the time that just made him so bad?
Well, that was the time, the 50s, that time period was like B-movies of like Attack the 50-Foot Woman. You had the giant,
I think
cockroaches,
them,
and blob, and the thing.
The large ants was them.
Mm-hmm.
THEM, yeah. And other. Fuck.
You had like the, you know, the freaking, like, it was
spiders,
all like mold.
William Shatner. Mm-hmm. Wait, no, that was. So that was early 70s.
So, like, you.
Never mind. No.
So sorry, I saw Todd's face. So you had excess. Stop. So you had, like, the excessive type of movies at that time?
I don't know what's happening, but God, I'm hard. Honestly, Taylor, your chest hair is becoming a problem.
Okay.
I have to breathe. Okay.
Okay, so at this time, people were doing weird stuff.
Yeah.
He was just doing it so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. He was doing the extreme, like, low-budget shoestring version of what was popular at the time.
Yeah.
He was big into, like, the old Boris Karloff, you know, freaking Bela Lugosi, Dracula, like, the monster movies. He wanted to do those, too.
Those scenes were terrible, by the way.
And
those were terrible.
And again, you watch Ed Wood, and you see that he had a relationship, like... He had a real friendship with Bela Lugosi, where it's like Bela Lugosi was big into, he was into hard drugs. He was not doing well. It was at the end of his life, but they kind of like were there for each other, and so it's a good movie about that dynamic between them.
And that he wanted to keep every single frame that he shot with Bela Lugosi in, so he so he did a narration over any and everything that he shot of Bela Lugosi. And that's one way he got any and all kinds of money for the film. He was like, hey, Bela Lugosi is dead. This is the last film he actually filmed. So, Jesus. Guys,
I'm done. You're right. No, you're absolutely right. It's like,
this is
the
last Bela Lugosi film, give me money, essentially.
Yes, and... Yeah, and there's probably some sentimental attachment because they were friends.
I'm sorry, Travis, man. I'm trying to keep it together. I'm sorry. I can't, man. All right, this is like a TV show comedy. Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
All right, take two. No, we're good. I just gotta wake up. Okay.
We got the giggles. I can't look at you.
Yeah.
Because God bless him. He's
Travis, look out. By the way, you have this elongated hair, man. And it was like just hanging on his face. And this hair was just hanging on your head. And I was just like, I couldn't stop laughing. Okay. Yeah, we're good. This is like TV comedy, man.
Oh, yeah. Because he's making real points. Okay, so side note.
Let's go back. Edit, yeah.
Something interesting about...
Travis has the giggles. I can't deal with it. I like them. He's making real points. Holy shit.
He was making real points.
Yeah. The giggles he's doing, it's accurate. Sorry.
Okay, so yeah.
I think I'm good.
The guy who was narrating Criswell, the guy at the beginning and the end of the movie.
Who might have been the best person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He actually was a guest on Johnny Carson's like Tonight Show for years. Like his shtick was he would do he was a psychic, fake psychic. And so he'd say, you know, I predict that in 20 years, man will be on Mars and we will have a cure for cancer. He'd make all these fake pronouncements of like in 1997, you know, it's like we'll have flying cars and food in pill form.
Yeah.
So
Putin pill form.
Well, we can only hope.
This Bordeaux is delicious.
Yeah.
But so, but yeah, so he was a lot of people went on to become like pop culture phenomenons. It was like Tor Johnson became a Halloween mask, Vampira inspired Morticia Adams and Elvira, who later filed a lawsuit against
Vampirella.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that became a lawsuit because she's Vampira alleged that Elvira stole her act. But then the ultimate thing was it inspired. You just burped and blew it in the microphone, so
that was the exact opposite of what you should do. But so Elvira,
and so you know, Ed Wood inspired like a whole like cult of people who love bad movies. That's really a lot of that of love of his movies and stuff is where like the Raspberry Awards came from. It's like he inspired that whole like culture of people who love to watch like horror movies.
And I guess like no, I totally understand that and I appreciate it, and that's why it's like you know, and I've never seen the movie Ed Wood, but it's like that seemed. To me, I was like, this has to be unreal. Like, this has to be.
Yeah.
He had to know. It's like, you know what? I'm going to make this film that's so bad. But, like, I don't know the background of it at all or anything. Yeah. So, yeah, it is definitely worth the watch, put it that way.
It's one of those, like, I mean, is to me.
If you never.
I mean, love it. I love watching it.
Yeah, I mean, like, for me, never seen it.
Oh, it's for free. Yeah, worth watching.
Yeah, it is actually public domain, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, seeing Travis fall asleep at least 9 times legitimately in the movie.
Well, 5.
Yeah, but you faked at least 9. Yeah.
You know what? 9 felt true.
Guys, champagne is amazing.
We went to a champagne tasting.
And champagne is awesome.
Mm-hmm. Travis, you know, cut off the top of a champagne bottle.
And ooh, he did, yeah.
Like a champ. He fucking used a sword like a beast.
Guys, you're sitting here listening to a podcast right now, and it's all it's doing is surrounding my thoughts on the day, which were falling asleep. That's it.
Say that one more time.
That was a haiku.
Garth, that was a haiku. Okay.
Okay, Travis is now removing his shirt.
Mm-hmm. So if we were to say that, you know, we were going to go to our next podcast, what we're going to talk about, what would we talk about?
Well, I think that obviously Travis has the next pick and he wants to do Monster Squad.
I'm down.
If we had the time and the inclination, we could also follow it up with it, doing Ed Wood. That'd be a good movie to watch.
I'd be down. I didn't do a little quick Google search.
Mm-hmm.
It was early 90s, like 94. Mm-hmm. Like, I had no idea. I thought it would have been a later film.
Martin Landau won the Academy Award for playing Bela Lugosi. I mean, it's a dead on, like.
Really?
And again, you gain sympathy for him, too, because people just think, well, he was a wife.
I'm actually having a legit conversation with Todd, but okay.
Travis is that drunk friend at the booth right now in the bar that's like occasionally interjects just absolute gibberish. And
I wish
with all my strength we had a video camera on
this
him right now.
This is the time we should film this.
And just watch him. Honestly, he's writhing around in his chair.
But I'm actually curious about this. So you know, it was a legit film in like '94. Like people like
great movie. It was a great movie. It's one of my favorite movies because it was like, you know, it's like Tim Burton has like all these loners like, you know, Beetlejuice, Edward Scissorhands. Ed Wood fits in that group of like misunderstood people. It's like who, you know, just want to be appreciated.
And it was shot in black and white.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And so it fits his group of characters who are just like misunderstood, like, I don't want to say losers, but like just people who want to not fit in, but they want to be loved.
Yeah.
And so Ed Wood was very much that man. Interesting. So you feel great sympathy for him. Like, and the worst thing is, like, it answers your question. Like, yes, he was trying for real.
See, and again, I will say this. The entire time, I was like, no way this is fucking real. I know it was in the late 50s.
Yeah.
But I was like, in my mind, I wanted him to be ahead of his time. Like, you know what? I'm going to make a movie so bad, I'm going to blow people's minds.
Well, it's like listening to somebody go up and sing, like, the national anthem, like, way off key. And you think, oh, yeah. No, it's fake. It's fake. And then you realize, like, no, it's real.
They're just that bad. Like, yeah. You know.
And so it's like you feel for them. Like, no, they really think they're doing great. And it's like it hurts you for them.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of what you feel for Ed Wood of, like, Travis just drank another glass of wine. And so you feel sympathy for them. Like, you feel like they're, you know, it's like you feel like you're crushing their dreams by like, you don't want to laugh. You don't want to boo. And so Travis has the look of somebody who's had several Ambiens. I feel like this is almost like a news broadcast right now where we're narrating Travis.
He looks good, mm-hmm. If anything.
He doesn't look great, but...
I'll post this.
I'm going to have to turn his mic down because he is, like, writhing and slobbering all over it right now.
Yeah, no, he doesn't look good. Mm-hmm. But,
So whenever he's ready to talk, I'll turn this back up.
Yeah. Yeah.
So player two has left the game.
Most important thing is, like, it ultimately, would you say, it was like it was a 56 movie?
Mm-hmm. It's been 56 released.
I mean, like, hey, people were there to actually to do the movie. So if anything, you know, someone said, yes, I'm in.
Yeah.
So, you know, I appreciate
people getting
that.
Paid. You know, yeah. That cast, I mean, it's like, because he had money. He had investors. Yeah. They were getting paid. So it's like, why not? You know, I mean, it's like, it's a paycheck. It pays the bills, yeah. You know. There were people who came out of that later and said, this was the worst thing I was ever involved in.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'll say this. I know Travis has his own views, but it was like, I'm glad I saw it once. But honestly, yeah. That's it. That's all I needed.
And again, there's a Seinfeld episode where Jerry, I think George, are trying to get to see this movie. And yeah. Jerry's like, plan nine. This is the plan that worked. None of the other plans worked. Only plan nine.
Yeah.
So it's a pop culture thing.
Yeah.
So it's a big deal. And people have spoofed it later where you'll see like fake like special effects, like the hubcaps floating around.
Oh, I know, yeah.
The cheap like, yeah, B-movie special effects. That's all a riff on Plan 9. So
yeah,
it's for as little as he spent and little talent as he had, it became like an enduring
people
thing.
Appreciated it, yeah.
It's
yeah.
A classic in its own way, and people love it in its own way. So, so Travis is going somewhere, and we're not sure where. So he's going, okay. Travis has the Fritos. So, and I'm going to briefly mic Travis back up, and so we can hear his thoughts. So we go now live.
Yeah, yeah.
To Travis Bud.
Travis, is there anything that you want to say before we just get outrageous, which we've already been?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I forgot. I was on this episode, I guess. Mm-hmm. Great movie, I guess. I've only seen...
Cinema Vito is brought to you by Fritos. Travis missed his mouth with some of those, I believe.
Guys, let's be honest here. We had a few drinky poos before it started, but yeah.
And that's on us.
We got
activated.
Yes, but I will say, good film. But what is next for us? I mean, we might have. That's not a quiet sound. We might have had that. We might be doing Watchmen.
Tulsa based.
We might be checking out some Watchmen,
and we are going to do Monster Squad.
Yeah,
and I think if we can squeeze in Ed Wood, that would be a good one to mix in.
Yeah,
you know, but definitely Watchmen, which is set in our hometown. of Tulsa. I've never seen somebody's eyes roll back in their head while they're eating Fritos before. That's interesting. It's like their brain is shut off, but the rest of them still works. Okay, so, I mean, compare...
I can't look at you right now, but just, like, just keep talking because I can't look at you. What, Travis, are you going to be a part of this podcast next week?
No. Guys, I don't know what's happening right now. And so the answer is, of course, no. But I love you all. But you know what? I just, the answer is going to be no. I don't know what's happening.
You're going to listen to this podcast later. It's going to be a revelation for you. But, I mean.
Yeah.
Okay. You have to have opinions.
Yeah. I get it.
Watchmen. Okay. I mean, what were your thoughts on the Watchmen movie?
Oh, all right. Sweet. Yeah. I'm down. So I would rather they not do any Watchmen whatsoever. But, you know, if they're going to do it anyway, and especially if it happens in Tulsa. Fuck, I'm done. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. Yeah, it's going to be good. It's going to be great. I'm going to have to give money to their estate. What's happening? What? I don't know. This is really good.
I couldn't even look at you. And I
can't. Guys, I tried. I tried to bring him back in.
I looked away from Travis, and I could not. Okay.
I tried to lasso that star, and I couldn't do it. All right, we're going to turn Travis's mic back down for a little bit.
Anyway, I'm looking forward to The Watchmen. Put it that way.
Yes, me too. I really am, especially because, again, I'm curious to see what it looks like set in our hometown. It's going to be interesting.
Futuristic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it'll be good. And Monster Squad will be good, Halloween movie.
Yes.
I don't know how many more Fritos are in that bag.
I mean, yeah.
Travis just housed that bag of Fritos.
This just proves I could never be in TV because, like, I could not stop laughing. It's like, Travis, I think he's eating half the bag.
Yeah, he's doing work.
I think the bag is...
This is kind of a losing battle, I think, against these Fritos. There's a lot of them falling.
Jeff, I don't want you to die. You know, Taco Bell makes a Frito burrito, man. Mm-hmm. It's like... There you go. Actually, Travis is now in the Ed Wood realm of just like, yeah. Just...
So this has been another episode of Cinema Vino. Listen, rate, subscribe, Apple Podcast, Spotify.
Whatever you're, yeah.
MovieReviews.us for my reviews.
I posted a few things on Tay Does Vino. And if anything, if you saw the video or if you saw the picture today, you know where Travis is at.
Yeah. So. He's gone to Funky Town. He has what I believe is Full Metal Jacket terms, a 1,000-yard stare. Anyway, so. Next week, we're going to do Monster Squad. We're gonna
Let's do it.
Yeah. Watchmen.
Watchmen for sure.
And you at home will note that Travis mumbled that and then pushed the mic. So, and I think a Frito just fell off of his shirt.
Yeah. Don't drink in podcast. Or do drink in podcast. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. And if you're going to have Fritos, at least get some dip.
And... chili cheese Fritos.
Exactly.
Because I respect that. Mm-hmm. And you can dump them into your Kraft mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Travis, as he's still... Travis, are there any left? Oh, there he goes.
Okay.
I sound like a monster. That's like, or at least a dinosaur on like Jurassic Park.
I'm the baby. Hashtag MeUndies.com.
Yes.
So we will see you guys next week with some more Cinema Vino.
Yes. Thank you for tolerating us, and we'll see you later. Travis says goodbye, and he loves you. Mm-hmm. Be sure to listen, rate, and subscribe at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, CastBox, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Our website is cinemavino.net, and reviews of these films can be found at toddwoffordmovies.com.